Hello everyone, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell and today is June 4th and we are studying our career article for this month. Yesterday we started this article, Five Ways Taking a Pay Cut Can Make You Richer, and we discussed several points about why taking a pay cut, while that may be counterintuitive and seem counterproductive, might actually move you forward in your career. And we're going to continue our article today on page 13, so if you have your magazine, please do open it up and join us. Before we get into our article, I would love to introduce our panelists once again. Hi, how are you doing today, Lois? Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, it's good to be back, Campbell, and thank you for hosting today. This is such a great article, and I think people who listen to our magazine and purchase our magazine will enjoy this career article.
I agree as well. And Albert?
It's good to be back. I'm excited to wrap up part two of it with tips number 4 and 5.
That's right. Well, before we get into 4 and 5, let's talk a little bit about 1, 2, and 3. Can you guys help us review what were some of the instances that we talked about yesterday where taking a pay cut might make us richer?
Well, I think this whole article was thought-provoking and kind of maybe poked at each one of us.
Yes.
Because it says, you know, number 1, 2, and 3. Number 1, you want a career change. Number 2, you make a lateral move. Number 3, you're not progressing in your current job.
Mm-hmm.
That just grabs you, and especially maybe if you've been thinking about, what do I want to do for the next, I think people think now more like the next 3, 5, and 10 years,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
And maybe this article, I'm hoping listeners, this will be for you as well, gives you that shove,
yes,
that you actually need.
That's right. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about number 1, 2, and 3. Number 1 was you want a career change. Can you elaborate on that, Albert?
Well, yeah, so you want a career change. Maybe the career you're currently in, the industry is shrinking or, you know, downsizing, laying people off, or there's no potential growth. And if you switch to a new field, even though if you hold just a little bit experience, there might be better growth in the end. So your increase in your salary in the end overall would be higher than before.
Yes, exactly. And what was number 2, Lois?
Number 2 was you make a lateral move. So really, you're just staying in the same career,
mm-hmm,
and you're moving kind of to maybe another company,
mm-hmm,
but maybe you have to take a pay cut with it, but maybe you won't. But you think the company has more benefits for you, you're going to gain more,
right,
your knowledge will increase.
Yes.
And I think this is really important to look at.
Yes, definitely. And as we were saying, a lot of times it's not just about the money, right? And number 3 is that you're just not progressing in your current job. And again, we want to remind you to be careful. It's not about just being antsy and not, and feeling like, oh, I just, I'm bored, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being bored. It's about just feeling like, okay, there's no growth potential,
right,
here, and I need to look for other opportunities that might allow me to move forward in my career.
And another thing I feel like I want to point out is number 3 also reminded us, hey, you'll likely become resentful or what we know as bitter.
Yes.
And so even if it's not about making more money, I feel like it's about job security, because if you're in your current job and you're not satisfied and you're growing resentful, you know, your coworkers will notice this, mm-hmm, and your employer will notice this, and you might be out of a job soon because you're not being passionate about the job. And they're like, well, why should I have you come in the office when I have someone else to give that opportunity to?
Right. So in essence, if you're not willing to take that pay cut, you might just lose your job altogether.
Right.
Altogether.
And I think number 3 reminded me, do a pro and cons list.
Yes.
What's the pros of this?
Right.
What's the cons of this?
Right. Yeah, and I think this article has been a really great reminder for me. I know when I was starting out in my career, money was a very big motivator, especially as an actor. I wanted the jobs that were the most prestigious, where I could earn the most money. But that's not how it works in the acting industry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start off at the bottom where, you know, you might not get paid and you,
right,
take the small roles.
Right.
And you work your way up. So that is something to think about. So let's continue our article. We are going to be on page 13, and we're going to be studying number 4 and number 5. of some instances why you may want to take a pay cut. So let's start with number four.
Four, your health is suffering. This is a no-brainer, but it is surprising how many people suffer through miserable jobs, not realizing the damage they do to their health and the people around them. According to a survey by the Conference Board, over 50% of U.S. workers were dissatisfied with their jobs in 2013. Having to do a job that you dislike is stressful, and over time, that stress can compound. Stress can affect your ability to sleep, which in turn can further stress your immune system and contribute to ill health. If you would be much happier and less stressed with a job that can provide a more flexible schedule, a salary cut that brings improved health could improve your quality of life overall.
All right, so number four is an interesting one. It says your health is suffering. Now, this section starts off saying this is a no-brainer. Now, what is a no-brainer?
Well, it's something mothers don't like to hear from their kids. Okay, Mom, that's a no-brainer. But a no-brainer says it's actually slang, and it says something that is very simple to do or to understand. You should know this.
Right. It doesn't take any thought. It doesn't take a brain to understand this.
So usually, I'm guessing nowadays, kids or children, teenagers will, you know, in response to be sassy or sarcastic. Like, that's a no-brainer. Come on.
Oh, Mom, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, you hear that a lot.
All right. So the idea is this is something that just makes sense. This is something that shouldn't even need to be mentioned, but we are mentioning it, and the idea is that if your health is suffering, maybe it is time to change jobs. So it is surprising how many people suffer through miserable jobs, not realizing the damage they do to their health and the people around them.
Right. I feel like this is a really important thing, because when you're young, you feel like you're invincible, you can take on the world. You know, I think just last week I cut myself shaving, and like a few days later I'm like, it still hasn't healed. Whereas, you know, when I was younger, like within a day it'll heal.
Right.
And what I'm getting at is when you're in your golden age or your senior citizen age, retirement age, your health is really, it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy the things that you collected over the years, whether it be family, grandchildren, children, your money to go on vacations. And having a lot more money won't matter a bit if you're stuck on a bed or in the hospital.
Yeah, and I think this is especially true here in Asia where we live. I mean, the culture here, people work long hours. They work 12 hours, 15 hours a day, and it's almost expected. And they're not getting any extra money for it.
Weekends.
Yeah, and it's just, that's just part of the culture here.
Right.
And people are sacrificing their health for their jobs.
Exactly. And, you know, they're oftentimes very miserable. Like, this sadness is over them. And, you know, I think, oh, please, don't be doing that. We're in the 21st century, because I really saw a lot of this in my parents' generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see a repeat of that.
Right. And it's not just the health of people around them. You know, I feel the relationships suffer.
Yeah.
You're spending all your time in your office. You don't have any time for your wife or your husband, your children, your parents.
Right.
These relationships suffer.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes I have had friends and I've, you know, kind of quizzed them on it, and they go, well, the boss didn't leave, so I didn't think I should leave.
Exactly.
And I said, did you have any more work to do? Oh, no, I didn't have any more work to do. I was writing personal emails.
Right.
Well, that's pretty sad.
Right. And that's what I was saying with the culture. You know, it's expected of you.
Yeah. And even though your work is done, you're still there.
Yeah. And so it's kind of this idea of, well, then maybe I shouldn't be as efficient in my job.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, like, this is where, you know, our title as deck comes into play, where, like, it can make you richer in terms of, like, your relationships with loved ones and also your health.
Right.
You can't really put a price tag on.
Right. So here we hear some facts from a survey by the Conference Board. And what does the survey say?
Well, it says according to a survey by the Conference Board, over 50% of U.S. workers were dissatisfied with their jobs in 2013. Having to do a job that you dislike is stressful, and over time, that stress can compound.
You know, I mean, ideally, we all love our jobs, right?
Ideally,
we all go to work and we're happy, and it doesn't feel like work. But sometimes it's just not the case. You know, of course, we love our jobs.
I love doing radio, folks, so yes, this is part of my job I actually love.
Yes, we have a great job. But there are aspects of our jobs that do get a little monotonous.
Yeah, and mundane, right? They really do.
Yeah.
You know, I think of watching my husband and his satisfaction with his job. That actually brings home lots of harmony in the house.
Right.
Ooh,
well, he's got a great job.
What does
your husband do exactly?
He's an airline captain.
That's right. You know, those really handsome men that you see and everybody looks up to.
And turns around and looks at. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. All right. So, but a lot of people, over 50%, so half of the U.S. working population, they're dissatisfied with their jobs.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
When I read that, I actually thought, are they exaggerating?
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people now, they take jobs just for the money and not necessarily for the passion.
I'm surprised by this finding, but I want to say that, you know, sometimes there's a difference between having a fun job versus a job you're satisfied in.
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know, some jobs are fun and some jobs are just jobs, and that's fine. I really think that's perfectly okay, you know. Yeah, I would talk to friends back stateside, and you'd be like, oh, day in and day out is the same thing. I'm like, that's fine. You know, that's just living life and enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
You have other things in your life that can fulfill and you can be happy and it can be made fun.
Right. That's true. But it says that if you have a job that you dislike, that might cause something. What might it cause?
Well, it says if you dislike it, it'll like be stressful.
Right.
And over time, the stress can compound, which is really serious because that will affect your health.
That's right. So stress kind of adds on top of each other, and it hurts your body. So how does stress help hurt you, or what does stress do to you?
Well, I think for some people, like myself, it causes hypertension or high blood pressure. That is not good for your health.
Yeah.
And you have to do other things to counter what's happening. If you get a certain age or your job does that, and one thing you got to make as important as your job is exercise.
Yeah.
You just have to embrace that.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. And stress can also make you gain weight, which is not good for your health. And our article says that stress can affect your ability to sleep. Mm-hmm. And how does that affect you, Albert?
Well, in turn, it can put a damage or impact on your immune system, and you know, with a lower immune system, you're more likely to get sick, and that's not going to help your health.
Right.
Right.
And yesterday we talked about how a long commute can be stressful, and that can also be negative on your health. So if you would be much happier and less stressed with a job, even though it pays less, that might be worth it.
Right. Or another idea is talk to your boss and say, I still really enjoy working here. I love my job here, but I really need to work. My work can have me work one day at home.
Right.
Can this fly here in this company?
Right. So something with a more flexible schedule.
Right.
And this can improve your health and improve your quality of life overall. I like that phrase, quality of life. What are we talking about when we talk about quality of life?
Well, I mean, it can vary from for person to person, but I'm thinking in general it should be how happy you are, how satisfied you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having fun?
Right.
Are you not under any pressure or stress?
Mm-hmm.
Just anything that would affect you negatively.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I had a company that I worked for in my first years of career days, and I liked how they actually addressed the employees about what time would work better for you to begin your work. Would you be better at 8 to 4, 9 to 5, 10 to 6? And they let us do that.
That's great.
So, you know, our lunchtime was shorter because most people wanted to get out and be with their family. You had 30 minutes to 45 minutes for lunch. But it was it was really great, and it really helped with the commute, too.
Right.
And a lot of companies in the area I was working did this.
Mm-hmm.
And they found they had more, ability to have happy employees,
right.
but also they were doing more. They were accomplishing more productive
wow.
in their work.
This is like very forward-thinking, I feel like.
And this is in 1980, 1981.
Well, I mean, I know for myself, I often think that, you know, I'm more productive maybe later on in the day than early in the morning.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, you know, people are different. Their bodies are different, mm-hmm. built differently.
Yeah.
Maybe we should forward this episode to HR.
You know, it's interesting. There's high schools in Canada that start later.
Right.
The high schools, later in the day,
yes.
because they were finding that the students weren't learning anything in the first period of classes.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't retaining anything. They were tired. They were falling asleep.
Right.
So they started high school instead of at 8 or 8:30, they started at 9:30.
I like that idea. Sometimes it's not about working how long, but it's working efficiently and
right.
being productive.
That's right. Okay, so that was number four. Let's take a look at number five. What is the fifth instance where you might take a pay cut?
Five, you relocate for your spouse's career. A relocation because of a spouse's career can be an opportunity for the other spouse to pursue a dream or a career change. If you must leave a good-paying job, consider what you would like to do instead and how you can achieve it. If you're happy in your current job, approach your current employer to see if remote work might be an option. Companies are realizing that a global market requires global workers, and valued employees might be hard to come by in your geographic area.
All right, so the fifth instance of why you may take a pay cut is relocating for your spouse's career. Now, you're kind of familiar with this, right, Lily?
That's what I said when we were on quiet time here. I said, this is very familiar.
Can you tell us why?
Well, we started doing this very early because my husband had graduated from a well-known college in the Toronto area, and he was a pilot. But like you were mentioning about acting before, you cannot just go up to a 747 and say, I'm going to fly this airplane.
Right.
You have to do the role of earning your hours and working hard. So we went from a big city like Toronto up to what they will say, you're going to be a bush pilot. We
right.
went up to a little place in Manitoba
mm-hmm.
in Canada, and he became a bush pilot there, and our population went from over 2 million people to 6,000 people. And when we went there, I didn't know what I was going to do
mm-hmm.
for work. I worked for a financial company right in Toronto, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do there. So I went without work, but it opened opportunities for me.
Right. And your husband.
And my husband, for sure.
Yes.
Because that was just the start of the career, really getting a really good role going. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at what the article says about this. When we relocate, that means we move locations, we move to a new place. Now, sometimes our spouse, our husband, or our wife might get a new job, and that job is in a different city or in a different country, and we might need to move. And this might be an opportunity for what? What does the article say?
Well, it could be an opportunity for a career change or to pursue a dream, either for yourself or your spouse, the person that you're relocating for. And I feel like it sounds, like you're sacrificing a lot of things. But you know what? Sometimes for some people, the love of their life, they're willing to do the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like the person that is following their spouse, them themselves, they have to be not only strong, but also confident, you know, because they're going into a new market.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people who do this are people who are capable of doing such a thing. They
right.
have to be more versatile, you know, like Lois was sharing with us earlier that she had to be able to, like, change jobs and be able to adapt.
Right, yeah.
Right, and, you know, here in the global society we live in, and all three of us are expatriates,
mm-hmm.
we often call this now the following spouse.
Right.
So either the male or the female has the number one career, let's say,
yes.
And then the following spouse comes along, and usually if they have young children, they'll be home
mm-hmm.
with the children.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they come with their toolbox, too.
Right.
And with their toolbox, they go, you know what? There's doors opening here for me, so
right.
I am going to try this or
exactly.
that.
Right. Yeah, so this, I feel like the previous four instances were more kind of a negative twist, right? It was more just the job was bad or it's not growing or it's hurting you. But this is more not necessarily a negative thing. It could you might have had a great job that you loved and it paid you well,
mm-hmm.
but just because of circumstances of life, you needed to change. And so that's why it says, if you must leave a good-paying job, consider what you would like to do. You know, maybe your previous job, you took it for the money.
Right.
Now you have an opportunity to do something completely new.
Right. And maybe money doesn't factor into it as much. And also, like this article says, I like the idea that you can have maybe a dream career because it is a career change for you that you're willing now to try, because why not?
Right. And
oh.
that might go back to number one, right?
Right.
And taking a pay cut because this is a new industry for
right.
you. Okay.
No, I like that because it's like, oh, well, what do I have to lose now? Might as well pursue that one thing that maybe I really wanted to do as a child. And I really like at the end of this tip, it says, hey, if you're happy with your current job, maybe, you know, ask your employer, like, can I remote work, or what
right.
we call telecommutes.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes even if your company doesn't have such positions, you can set the precedence, and maybe it's an option that's available. You know, always ask, and you might get it.
You know what I like, Campbell, about number five, is it truly is positive if you look at it that way.
Right.
And this, from my own experience, I am glad this all happened to me, especially with moving over to Asia.
Right.
If I had, you know, dug in my heels and said, you know what, dear, this can be a commuting job for you.
Right.
I'm going to stay in Vancouver. This will be a commuting job.
Right.
You'll come home for 10 or 12 days of the month, but you're going to have to come all the way from Asia to Vancouver.
Right.
Lots of women or men do this.
Right.
But because I was a following spouse,
right.
I had opportunities open up to me.
Right.
Like here at ORTV, when somebody just thought I'd be good at this job and
right.
recommended me,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an adventure.
For
and
sure.
life is an adventure.
Yeah, and your children benefited
exactly.
from it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it is definitely something to think about and something to consider, right? All right, well, let's finish up our article on the right-hand column of page 13.
You could be happier taking a pay cut. Many people consider a pay cut to be a backward step in their careers, but the opposite is often the case. Consider how happy you are in your current job and whether you're progressing professionally. It could be time for a change if your health is suffering, you are questioning the management capabilities of your employer, or you can see a path to something more appealing. Think through your work opportunities and your finances carefully before making your move.
So we say that many people consider a pay cut to be a backward step in their careers, and this is kind of what we've been talking about. A lot of times it seems a little counterproductive and it sounds counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense. But, as we've been talking about, this can actually be the move that propels you forward, right? And it says the opposite is often the case. So what are some things that we should consider when we're trying to think about this pay cut?
Well, it says here to consider how happy you are in your current job and whether you're progressing professionally.
Right. So again, it's not about, well, I'm bored and, you know, my job is fine. I just don't like it, you know, but are you actually moving forward? Is there actually something negative about what's going on? Is there something that you really need to consider?
Right. I mean, there are many instances that I know of where my friends are, after, you know, 5, 10 years even at the job they're at, they're feeling really crummy, or they don't like their job. And now they've invested 10 years into it and they want to switch, and it makes it harder, but in the end they still do. So, you know, sometimes going into it, people don't usually consider, like, oh, you know, the job where we're offered less pay is a better option.
Right. I like what you said. You know, after working in the working world for 10, 20 years, it can be hard to mm-hmm. switch, but sometimes you really need to.
Right.
Yeah. But it is definitely something that you should think carefully about. The last sentence of our article says, think through your work opportunities and your finances carefully. Mm-hmm. This is something very important before making your move.
Right. And I like what you just said, Campbell. Maybe with a friend or a family member, they need to address, if you're sharing this with them, is this something you really need to do?
Yes.
Because sometimes it really is something you need to do, and you're kind of afraid to make that, you know, big leap.
Right.
It's really scary, but I look at some people at an age they are, because I'm in my 50s now, and I look at an age that they are, and they're quite a bit younger than me, and I think, come on, go for it. You have no idea how many more decades you have.
Right.
Go for it.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, you know, there'll be some pain, but like exercise, no pain, no gain.
Yeah, for sure. All right, friends, we hope that this article has been encouraging for you, that it's given you some food for thought. Maybe you are considering a career change and you're wondering if it's the best thing for you. Well, we hope that this has helped you to come up with a decision. We'd love to hear from you. Please do write us an email at letters@studiotheclassroom.com. Check out our Topic Talks QR code at the top of page 12. And we'll see you again next time on Advanced Studio Classroom. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.